A mutant is very dangerous to you because he flies faster than you do and shoots at you.
You're listening to the LCG Podcast, your hardcore podcast for casual gaming. This week on LCG Pod, we're talking Xbox Double XL. Is this a hoax or are we serious, guys?
XXL! It's the Bigfoot of our day.
It's massive!
All I'm saying is 400% larger. I think I'm interested.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. At about 400% larger, it does start to get better.
Sure. After that, we're going to talk about a couple things that we are playing right now. Jay's playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Brandon just picked back up Fallout 76. Is he crazy? I don't know. Stay tuned. We're coming at you this week.
Woo!
In this game, the object is for you to kill everything coming at you and to avoid being killed.
And you will die.
Welcome to the League of Casual Gamers podcast, your hardcore podcast for casual gaming. I am your host, Brian, and I'm here with my vaunted host, Jay, the money man, Moolah.
Staying alive.
Yeah, no, I wish
he was way too boosted for his own face, but we call him Pete.
Staying alive!
Anybody remember that episode of The Office where they had to do the chest compressions and you're supposed to do it to stand alive and you're supposed to do it to the downbeat, but Michael was doing it to the lyrics of the song and he started doing it to the verse and he killed the person. It was a great moment. You gotta watch it.
Hey, The Office plays on loop on Comedy Central all the time. And I put it on the TV every time we record a pod. I'm watching The Office right now. It's hands down the funniest sitcom ever out there. You can
hands
go back
down
and
the
watch
the funniest
it.
Sitcom ever. I think you're pissing off a lot of IGTV listeners right now.
No, they co-signed this.
All right, guys, we're gonna get into a recently dropped piece of news. We just got a reveal trailer for the new Xbox Series Double X or XXL. We're gonna talk about that real quick and get our quick opinions, and then we're just gonna talk about a little bit of what we are playing. Brandon's got into a little something new. I want to hear his opinion. And Jay has been putting several hours into Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Jay, quick spoiler, do you love it?
Love it. Up to about 80 hours.
I love your enthusiasm, Jay. We're going to throw him right into Xbox. So just a little bit of inside baseball for all the listeners out there. We have not talked to each other about our reactions to this trailer yet. We all just recently watched the trailer. It's a 2.5-minute trailer on IGN. If you haven't seen it, go see it.
Now. Go see it now.
So we all watched it and then hit record on a podcast. So I know you guys are itching to talk about this new trailer and what they reveal with Xbox. I'm excited, but I'm going to hold and I'm going to let you go first, Brandon, since you were the first person to watch it. What is your initial reaction to this motherfucking Xbox that got coming?
So for everyone who didn't initially go out and click on this thing, so Xbox is introducing the
link in the bio.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. maybe. We'll see how we're feeling later. The Xbox Double XL, Xbox XXL, Xbox Double XL, whatever the hell you want to call it. A shit ton of X's back behind their Xbox. It's 400% large. I mean, we're talking about size. I'm not talking about gigs or memory or hard drive or RAM or any of those other stupid terms that no one knows about or cares about. I'm talking about the physical size of the Xbox at Double XL is 400% larger.
So is
than
Xbox saying that size matters?
Xbox is apparently saying size matters because it's supposed to be stronger, faster, better. You know, it's the million dollar Xbox, Jay. What are we talking about here?
Hey, anytime something I have can become 400% larger, I think I'm all in, don't you think?
It's fake news.
Okay.
It's not real. It's fake. It's April Fool's or 420 joke, whatever you want to say. It's not real. It can't be.
So, yeah, well, hold on. IGN reported this. So you're saying IGN is giving us fake news now?
Yep. There's no way.
Okay. Assuming that it's real. Okay, we're going to move past fake news. So initial reaction, fake news. Fuck it. I'm not watching it. Assuming it's real, what's your second reaction?
It's absurd. Why would I need 20 ports and 5G wireless charging and bigger LED lights on the top of my and 400% larger? That's the size of a small college dorm refrigerator. No, I don't need that.
If you're still listening and you haven't skipped over to the video yet, they literally say, quote, a shit ton of ports, end quote, yeah, end quote, a big ass start button.
You know what? This might be a fucking bit. It is a bit.
I think Jay's right.
This is fucking big news. Another thing they put in the trailer was industrial LEDs. Who needs industrial LEDs on their system? Like, all right, I've always said, like, if you want to be serious, I've always said that Microsoft has an opportunity to put out a PC gaming quality tower.
Exactly.
Under the Xbox name, that can do both console, you do both console games and PC gaming all at the same time, and it would run you something like $2,000, $1,500, what the fuck ever. Like, when I first saw this outline, before I even read any of the stats, I was like, oh, this might be what they're doing. They're putting out finally a respectable system out there that's going to go up against some of these people out here that are making these incredible PC gaming towers. But this might be a huge bit. We're going to be getting swept up in a joke here. I don't know.
I'm reading the comments. People are asking IGN if this is a joke. People are saying IGN, if this is April Fool's, you're late. I mean, the tagline under the Microsoft video says dream bigger. Maybe they are doing this. Maybe they're saying, hey, we're going to put out a regular console and then we're going to put out a super console.
Are you saying you really think this is a thing?
It might be.
Okay.
Jay's got me all off this thing. I am on Jay's team. This is a massive bit. I opened up the show, to be honest. I opened up the show thinking this is real. Jay has convinced me that this is a bit, and I am no longer on your side. They're advertising a start button. If they were saying, oh, we can do all these teraflops and frames per second like your best PC, blah, blah, that's one thing.
No, I mean, they are calling it.
They
are calling it an XXL. That is a goofy fucking name.
Yes.
All right, it's a bit. It's a bit. All right. We're getting out of here on that. And we're going to jump into some.
Right here first, guys. It's a bit.
Yeah. Here. LCG Pod officially thinks it's a bit. Let's jump into.
If it's not.
Oh, now Jay, give me a butt.
Oh, God damn it, Jay.
If it's not. It's still stupid.
Pick a side of defense to stand on, Jay. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
Let's get into a little bit of what we're playing, guys. Let's update the listeners about what's in our systems right now. Jay,
what's been filling your quarantine hours, Jay?
Yeah, absolutely. Recently, you finished Division Fall intent and purposes, and you picked up Assassin's Creed Odyssey. You put in probably, what, 40, 50 hours into it by this point?
Roughly 80, but yeah.
Fuck out of me.
Yeah, so it is a very... it almost feels like a bottomless game, and I think smart of them to make it feel that way. We have a very good, robust... map, a good story, good characters, and all the side quests you do in that game just seems to keep filling in story holes and gaps for the main narrative. So I'm having a great time with it. I highly recommend it if you're looking for something to do. It defines open world sandbox gaming. So yeah, I highly recommend it. And by the way, real quick, if you guys are still at home looking for something to do with all your friends and family, try Jackbox Games. We all tried it the other night. It was fun. I think the more variety of games you have to pick from, the better. But if you're looking for something to do over video chat, like Zoom or something, Jackbox Games was a good time.
Yeah, definitely got a second that. We had a great time. I played with you guys on Thursday and then played it again with another couple of friends of mine on Friday. We had a S ton of fun. And Rasheen and I whooped in Drawful. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, good job, Jay.
Drawful's legit.
Yeah,
For people who aren't familiar with Jackbox, if you've ever played House Party, which is like the game slash video chat app that other people are using outside of Zoom and Skype, it's very similar to that in the sense of people can play together, but just on a higher level. Games a little bit more sophisticated, work a little bit better, a lot more fun. So I'll add that tidbit in.
Cool. B, what are you playing?
I'm playing two games at the same time. I'm playing, I've gotten successfully back into Fallout 76, the new Wastelanders DLC.
Ooh, so, what do you think of that so far, dude?
You know what? It has turned Fallout 76 into a game that more closely resembles the past series. So it's starting to resemble more of Fallout 4. And that's really exciting because the Wastelanders DLC has added NPCs to the game. They've added consequences in terms of your choice
when you're conversating with people.
Conversating with people based on your skill level in certain areas. It's definitely become a lot more of an interactive game in that sense, and it reminds me a shit ton more about Fallout 4. If you're a huge fan of Fallout 4 and were turned off by Fallout 76, I think what you'll find is that this new DLC is going to bring those games a little bit closer. And then on top of that, I've also gotten back into playing Pokemon. I mean, never forget the value of having a Switch is that the Switch can be played very easily just sitting on your couch. And that's how I beat, thank you, ESPN. That's how I beat Breath of the Wild. And I've picked back up Pokemon, and I'm playing that along Fallout 76.
This man beat Breath of the Wild while sitting beside his wife watching TV. Yeah, never forget, exactly. Gentlemen.
Exactly. I just do it on my couch. I do it on my dad.
Feeding his baby.
Right. Yeah.
Breath of the Wild one hand, feeding the baby in the other.
For the first time, yeah. I can successfully say that I'm playing two games all in at once. And as a casual gamer, that's fucking massive.
That's huge. That's huge. I remember when Brandon first got back into Wastelanders about a week ago. He's like, shit, dude, this is hard. I have to sit in one place and play a video game.
Yeah. Yeah.
My wife doesn't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm playing 76 as well. Got back into it. Brandon, I will say one thing I do love today. Just a little tidbit thing. But they now notify you when one of your skills kick in to make something happen. So, like, if you're, like, rummaging through, like, a bin or a chest or something like that, and I have a skill where you find extra shit when you rummage through stuff, when it kicks in, it's like, oh, your rummage through skill just kicked in. Congratulations, you just got some extra shit. Yeah. Like, I like, it's cool. And then
it makes you feel like you spent your money wisely on upgrading your character.
Exactly. I'm going to echo everything you said about 76. It's great. I'm playing, and I'm all in, and I'm going to play this thing. I'm on the road to 50, level 50 right now for all the people who are listening. Like, you're not at level 50 yet? No, but I'm getting there. I got to level 45, and I'm excited. I'm probably going to beat Pokemon here, or at least like the basic game here in the next like week or two as I get ready for the new DLC coming down the road. I just want a Ditto and then I'll be good. So yeah. I'm working on that. I'm excited.
And that's what it's really all about to me, and to add one last bit, is that new DLC for Pokemon is about to come out, just like the DLC for 76 came out and really pushed that game forward. DLC for Pokemon is going to do the same thing. It's going to really revamp that game. We've said it a number of times on the pod here. I've gotten back in the game to get my Pokemon back up and running and to get back into that. So when that DLC comes out, I can hit the ground running. It's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you got some gyms you need to beat, dude.
I got two more gyms. I'm almost there.
Did you get the water bike yet?
I got the water bike. We're all good. I'm good there. Okay. How do you beat it? You got to catch them all? Like, how do you?
Well, you got to beat all the gyms. So you got to beat all gyms. And then there's a ninth gym or ninth.
Oh, okay.
Ultimate like champion. Yeah. So you beat all the gyms and then you do the final battle and then you beat the main game. And I think that's when you can go try and catch the legendary Pokemon. But then that's before you leave this region and go to the new DLC region, which is where all the cool stuff is that's going to come out this summer. So we're just getting our Pokemon ready. We're getting our six main lineup with. I like to have six main and six alternate. So I'm just getting them ready to go, getting them past level 60 so I can fight in some real fights.
You got a bench.
Make sure you catch us at LCG Pod on all major social media platforms. Catch us on all podcast platforms.
That's music, Jack.
And we are now on IGTV. See you.